The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the Scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back now in the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. The passage that you just heard, Jesus driving the money changers out of the temple, is the last straw that turns all of his enemies against him. This driving the money changers out of the temple, overturning the tables, it's known as the purification of the temple, it's known as the cleansing of the temple. And even though his enemies had been against him for years, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, this is what provoked Jesus' arrest, trial, crucifixion. It was the last straw. But here in the Gospel of John, it's not the last straw. It's the opening shot. It's the very first thing that Jesus does. And you want to know what upset them so much? It wasn't just that he overturned the tables and upset and spilled the coins. What upset the people so much is what he said about the temple. Now remember, temple in the Old Testament. You might have heard this before, but here's a refresher. Dwelling place of God on earth, most sacred place in all of Judaism. Temple in the Old Testament was three things. Three things. Number one, where God and man met. Number two, where sacrifice was offered. Number three, where all was set right. That's what the temple was. So here's Jesus, he comes along and he says, "All that, that's now me. I'm the place where God and man are going to meet." Why? Because he is God and man. "I'm the place where sacrifice is going to be offered and all's going to be set right." Why? Because that's going to happen on the cross. That's what upset them so much. That's what turned everybody against them, against him. Now, allow me to upset you, okay? Because St. Paul tells the Corinthians that you're the temple. You're the dwelling place of God on earth. Why? Because the Holy Spirit dwells in you because of your baptism. And just like the temple in the Old Testament, you're supposed to be three things. Where God and man meet. God wants to meet you in the depths of your soul. Number two, where sacrifice is offered. Not only the sacrifices you take upon yourself, but, you know, the course of your day, doing your daily duty well as you can, offering up sacrifice, and hopefully where all is set right. And you want to know what? Just like here in the Old Testament, just like here in the Gospels, Jesus wants that temple to be pure. And he's going to purify it, and he might have to upset a few things and overturn a couple of tables to get the job done. Now today we have the feast day of the dedication of the Lateran Basilica in Rome. And I've told you about the Lateran Basilica before. It's the cathedral church of Rome. Everybody thinks that St. Peter's in the Vatican is the cathedral, but it's not. It's this church. It's dedicated to St. John the Baptist and St. John the Evangelist. It's on the Lateran Hill. It's the cathedral of Rome, and that's why it's the Basilica of St. John in the Lateran. Cathedral Church of Rome, and that's what today is. But this feast day is not so much about that church specifically, as it is about the church worldwide. So let's talk about that for just a second. You know, churches have been through some hard times as the years have gone by. Very hard times.
was the persecutions in ancient Rome, where they captured bishops, priests, deacons, popes, and lay people by the hundreds, lopped off their heads, threw them to the lions, covered them in tar and pitch, and set them on fire to illuminate the Roman Forum at night. Pretty hard times. But that wasn't even the worst of it. Church is actually at its best when it's being persecuted. The worst of it was when we were in heresy and corruption. Did you know that in the 4th century, most of the bishops of the world were heretics? No exaggeration. Most of the bishops of the world denied the divinity of Christ. They were heretics. 1,000 years later, 14th century, church was so wealthy and so powerful that we had 3 people claiming to be pope all at the same time. Everyone wanted the money, everyone wanted the power, everyone laid claim to the papacy. We've been through some hard times. Why does God allow hard times in the church? Because he wants a pure dwelling place. Because just like here in the gospel, he's going to upset a few people. He's going to overturn a few tables because he needs the church to be pure. Now, where was the church purest in all of its history? You know where the church was at its very best in all of history? Good Friday. Take a look at the cross and ask yourself. That's where God and man meet. Where sacrifice is offered and where all is set right. Here's where I upset you. When God purifies his church, he makes it look like the cross. And there is no other way. Is the church being purified in our own times? Sure is. Stumbled across this quote from John Henry Cardinal Newman. He said, "I thank God that I live in a day when the enemy is outside the church, and I know where he is and what he's up to. But one day, the enemy will be inside the church, and I pray for the poor faithful who will be caught in that crossfire." It's upsetting, it's disconcerting to watch the church be purified. But, you know, if you find it upsetting, disconcerting, please remember, God is just purifying his church. This won't go on forever. And we want that. We want to continue on indefinitely the way the church is now? Heck no. If you find yourself upset, if you find yourself disconcerted, look to the person of Jesus. Especially Holy Saturday. When Jesus was dead, sealed in the tomb, and everybody thought it was over, God knew what he was about. He has not, and he will not, ever abandon his church. It's like we say here in the Psalms, God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in time of distress. He's with us and with his church always. Let's never forget that. And ask for the prayers of the saints to help us as well. St. John the Baptist, St. John the Evangelist, pray for us.